Welcome back into the Tide Talk podcast on the Believe Podcast Network. Stacy Blackwood, once again joined by my good buddy Jake Thomas. Jake, what's up, man?
Man, doing great. We got a lot of good action this weekend. Of course, we have LSU, and we haven't forgotten what happened in 2019, you know, after Ed Orgeron, what he said in the locker room. So, you know, we're going to be ready, and it's going to be joyless murder ball, as we call it.
That's right. We're going to talk a lot about that here in just a few minutes. But first, I got to tell you about our friends at betonline.ag. Whether it's the NBA, the NFL, or college football, betonline.ag is the place to go for all your online sports betting needs. If you head on over to their all new and improved website or use your mobile device, you can sign up today and use promo code BELIEVE50 to receive the 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's betonline.ag. And real quick, Jake, our Atlanta Braves were able to win the World Series a couple nights ago, the first in 26 years. What a great feeling that was as lifelong Braves fan, and, yes, and the kind of turmoil we've been through the last, you know, 20-something years of not winning a World Series. But it was great to get that win, and a lot of fun to watch this team grow this year.
Absolutely, man. It was awesome. And you know, I wish we would have won it at home just because – But it was just a great feeling after having, you know, the All-Star game snatched from us. And then Rob Manfred having to give us the World Series trophy.
Oh, I know.
I loved it.
And he got booed. He got booed.
Oh, yeah. Good. And I'm glad that Acuña was able to make it because, I mean, he's a big part of this team. And he wasn't able to be on the field. So that makes him hungry to get back out there next year and – come out and kick butt. And if we've number one priority, though, I know this ain't, you know, a podcast about Atlanta Braves, but we have to re-sign Freddie Freeman. That is number one priority. We've got to re-sign him.
Yeah. Dansby Swanson even said so in the parade, you know, after in the celebration today, re-sign Freddie.
That's right. Yeah. Because he is a heart and soul.
He is. He means everything to that organization. As good as the young players are, Freddie Freeman is the heart and soul of that organization, and it would be a shame to let him walk away.
Yeah, it would be.
But anyways, let's get back to some college football talk and some Alabama talk. and real quick, guys, make sure you are subscribed. We're trying to reach our goal of 200 subscribers on YouTube. We're sitting at around 115 right now, and we've gotten there really quickly. We really appreciate everybody that is subscribed so far. And you can also find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, or anywhere that you find great podcasts. Make sure to hit that like button and the share button as well. All right, Jake, let's run down a couple of these SEC games outside of the matchup between Alabama and LSU as we end this podcast here in a little bit. But Auburn at Texas A&M, Jake. What are your feelings on that game?
You know, this has the potential, I think, for Auburn to keep on rolling. I mean, they've been playing well lately. But A&M, you know, ever since they beat Alabama, it seems like they got a little bit of momentum, and they've been playing outstanding. Spiller has been outstanding, and that running game's been hot. And you know, a lot of people have reservations about Alabama being number two because of an unranked A&M team. But I'm sorry, A&M's a top 15 team. I mean, that defense is still great. And offensively, I know they have woes at quarterback, but Calzada's finally starting to come in on his own. But, I mean, with it being at home, the 12th man is tough. I can see Auburn still staying hot, but I can also see A&M, you know, winning by, I'd say, 14, 15, 16 points.
Yeah, I'm with you. I kind of feel like this game could either be extremely tight or A&M kind of wins it in runaway fashion. Either way, I think A&M gets the win. I just think they're the more talented team. It's at home, so I'm with you. I think A&M gets the win here. Real quick, let's just run down the rest of the SEC games, and you just tell me who you think's going to win. This be a fun little segment here before we get to some Alabama football talk.
Absolutely. All right,
Missouri at Georgia.
Georgia. By mile.
Liberty at Ole Miss.
Ole Miss.
Yep. Mississippi State at Arkansas.
I'm going with Arkansas because it's at Arkansas.
Okay, I'm going to go Mississippi State. I think they're hot right now. I think Will Rogers is hot right now. They're coming off that big win against Kentucky. But you could also say that this is kind of a game that Mike Leach loses. You know, he's always We talked about last week. This is how it felt like the Kentucky game is a game that he just wins. You could also make the argument that this Arkansas game is a game that Mike Leach loses. So I'm going to go with Mississippi State because I think they're playing a little better football right now than what Arkansas is playing.
Yeah.
Florida at South Carolina.
Florida by a mile.
Yep, I agree. All right. Tennessee at Kentucky.
Very interesting game, but Kentucky's at home, so I'm going to say Kentucky just by like a 3-point win by late to field goal.
Yeah, Kentucky is only, excuse me, I think Tennessee is now a 1-point favorite in the game.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm gonna go with Tennessee. I think Tennessee gets another kind of crucial win for Josh Heupel in this first season. I think they're a lot better team than even what the record may indicate. You know, sitting there at 4-4 right now, you know, they hung with Alabama until the fourth quarter, and their depth really showed there.
Right.
But as far as rosters, they're pretty comparable to Kentucky. I think Hendon Hooker is a much better quarterback than what Kentucky has. So I think Hendon Hooker is the difference in the game. And he's probably a guy in the SEC that nobody talks about that's really one of the better players.
Yeah. I mean, Hendon Hooker is a really good playmaker. You know, he come in, I think, in the third game and after Joe Milton lost his, you know, starting spot. And that Tennessee offense has been different since. So, you know, he's definitely their future.
Yeah, well, they can make explosive plays. Kentucky doesn't really make any explosive plays, and I just think that's going to be the difference in the game. And I think it'll probably be a kind of a low-scoring game. Maybe Tennessee wins 23-20, something along those lines, so which is a low-scoring game in today's world of college football. All right, let's move right on now to the Alabama matchup against LSU. Alabama's a 28.5-point favorite. Who would have thought, you know, you think since Nick Saban's been in Alabama, this has been, you know, the game of the year really almost every single year.
Pretty much.
And to think that Alabama's now a 4-touchdown favorite over LSU, it's just kind of it just shows where LSU is at right now as a program. And like you mentioned, you know, in the introduction, I don't think Alabama's forgotten what happened 2 years ago. And it's not really taking the loss, Jake. It's the way LSU handled the win in Tuscaloosa in the post game.
Yeah.
They celebrated more in that game than they did after the national championship.
Yeah.
Coach O acted like, you know, that's the only way to put it. He acted like somebody who ain't never been there.
Right.
So it was, I think that left a bad taste in the player's mouth. And I think it left a bad taste in Nick Saban's mouth as well. I don't think he's forgotten it either.
No, because you saw what we did down to them last year down in their own home. But now we got them here. And, you know, them guys, I'm sure there has been a quote in the locker room all week of what he said, you know, after that game. And them players have seen that. The ones who were there and experienced that loss, you know, they're going to be fired up. And then them teaching the young ones who wasn't on the roster, like, here's, you know, we have a standard at Alabama, and yeah, they did beat us, but, you know, show a little bit of class. LSU didn't, and they showed their rumps. You know, it's payback time, and I think it's going to be ugly Saturday.
Yeah, and what I don't understand, Jake, and we said, we talked about it at the time on the podcast that the loss didn't bother us near as much as the way they acted after the game. And,
right. You
know, that just, it's lack of class. You know, and I liked Ed Orgeron up until that point. He just, it really rubbed me the wrong way. And I know that video did not mean to, you know, get surfaced and made to the public, but
it never should have.
It shouldn't have. I mean, what happens in the locker room should stay in the locker room. But
right. You
also shouldn't be putting that kind of material out there. You know what
right.
I mean?
Exactly.
You need to be careful with your words, because nothing that he said was going to happen has happened. In fact, the exact opposite has happened. They're 9-9 since winning the national championship, Jake.
Yeah. And he lost his job.
He's lost his job. So,
yeah.
It's kind of come full circle on Coach O. It, you know, life comes at you fast. So you better be careful what you say and how you handle certain situations. And I don't think that's the only situation that he's mishandled, but we're not going to really dive into that.
Right. But yeah, I kind of, I think the realization finally hit Coach O. I think it was in last week's game or the week before. No, they played Florida week before, so it was last week's game. You know, he went for it like on 4th and 3 and down like at the 2 yard line or whatever. And he just,
no, that was against Florida. That was against Florida.
Okay. Yeah. So he just, I was just like, man, he just don't really seem like,
he's coaching with no restraints. He's just, he's letting it all play out. But as far as this year's game goes, Jake, I expect Alabama to cover the 28 points. LSU's missing a ton of guys. In their defense, they have, I think there's 10 players that played in the game against UCLA to open the season that are not available against Alabama because of injuries.
Yeah.
So it's not just coaching, it's injuries, it's depth, it's a lot of things. So they're a team that is reeling, and Alabama seems to be finding its groove right now. So I expect Alabama to play well and really dominate LSU.
Absolutely. And we have talked about it, but you know, talking about this Alabama team defensively, ever, you know, since the loss to A&M, this defense statistically, I cannot say that, has gotten better. If you overall, now I know we did give up, or, you know, there's 3 explosive plays a couple weeks ago to Tennessee. But if you take those out, you know, we've talked about it. You know, we shut down their running game, and pretty much without them three busted coverages, they have about 140, 150 yards passing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, everybody talks about the defense. And, yeah, I've been one that's been harping on Pete Golden since he's been there. But this year I wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt. It struggled early, but the defense is starting to click. I mean, the defensive line is finally clicking. They're –
Some and the same thing happened last year. The same thing happened last year, Jake. The defense played much better in the second half of the season than it did in the first half. So we might be, you know, kind of seeing the same thing again this year. And one quick stat here on the defense that I'm not sure a lot of people realize. Alabama is an elite rush defense, and I'm going to tell you why. Right now, well, the rush defense, Jake, we're 4th in the country in rush defense, but we have faced 3 of the top 13 rushing offenses in college football this year already. And we're still the 4th ranked rush defense in the country.
That just shows you we shut them down.
So we have played 3 of the top 13 rushing teams, and we still have a top 5 rush defense. So our rush defense is elite. And so that's going to carry you a long way. LSU has no running game whatsoever. They can't stop the run either. No. So it could get ugly for LSU.
Yeah. And you know, we have praised Max Johnson. I think he's a really good quarterback, but he has no weapons now.
No, Keyshawn Boutte's gone. Yeah.
He has no weapons. And I mean, they're going to struggle. He's going to struggle. Yeah. But for us on the offensive side, like you said, I think Brian Robinson is going to have a big night because they can't stop the run. We'd probably just feed him and Roy Dale. And I think Bryce continues to do Bryce things, you know.
Yeah. What I would like to see is maybe a pair of running backs going over 100 yards in this game. That would be great to see. They also have a lot of problems covering the tight end. And, you know, the tight ends have struggled the past few weeks for Alabama.
Time to get them rolling.
It's time to get Latou and Billingsley rolling again. Mm-hmm. And this would be a great opportunity to do that this week against LSU. So there's a lot to look forward to in this game because it's kind of a game where Alabama wants to seek revenge. It's a game where they can kind of dominate and kind of show the rest of college football who they are and kind of set the tone for the rest of the season coming off the bye week.
Absolutely. And I'm going to give you, you know, since we're getting close to the end of the show, Our you know, defensive and offensive MVPs of the week. But here's a stipulation. No Bryce Young, no Brian Robinson.
Okay.
And defense, of course, no Will Anderson. Because, I mean, my gosh, that dude's amazing. I mean, he'll probably have 3, 3.5, 4 sacks in this game, probably.
So, he could.
Yeah. So, but
by the way, you said Will Anderson. Mm-hmm. Pro Football Focus released top 4 pass rushers in college football, and the leading sack man in college football was not in the top 4.
And leading tackle for loss, man. He leads the nation in tackles for loss, and he's not even on there.
How do you even have that list without Will Anderson at number 1?
Because they're garbage.
Anyway.
I mean, that was awful. I have nothing to say to that because it is pure stupidness.
If you don't think Alabama fatigue exists, Exhibit A.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Anyways, go on.
Yeah, but my defensive player MVP for this week is somebody. There's the guy you took last week, and I still think he's got to get rolling here, and he's getting late in the season. I still feel like he's due to have a big game, and that's Malachi Moore. You know, we love Malachi on this show, and he hasn't been that, you know, been that guy like he was last year. But I still think there's plenty of time. It's been a couple of miscues defensively between him and Jordan Battle. So I think he's going to start turning the corner here, and offensively MVP. I'm actually going to go with Roydell Williams. You know, I think he's going to show up and show out. He's going to get plenty of touches because I figured by the fourth quarter, Brian Robinson is going to have his feet kicked up on the bench because it's going to be like 45-10 or something like that. So, you know, Cordell's going to get a lot of carries.
I like those picks. I really do. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go same position group on defense with you. Mm-hmm. And it's going to surprise some people, but I'm going to go with DeMarco Helms. Helms has had a pretty tough season. And a lot of that has to do with injury.
Right.
I have the feeling that with the bye week, and he's kind of played just, you know, sparingly since the Texas A&M game to kind of help heal up, I think he's going to be the healthiest he's been all season. Mm-hmm. And I think that's going to show this Saturday night against LSU. I think he's going to have a big game. And I'm not saying in the box score, but I think he's going to let LSU receivers know he's present. Right. You know, he's a thumper. And I think he could make a few big time hits, maybe get a pick. And you know, believe it or not, he's the third leading tackler on the team.
Right.
So he's had kind of an up and down year. So I feel like DeMarco Helms is due a big game. The kid's talented. So I'm going to go with DeMarco Helms on defense. And on offense, we talked about how LSU has challenges covering the tight end. I'm going to go with Jahlil Billingsley. Billingsley is a mismatch nightmare, 6'4", 230-something pounds, runs like a deer. If he can hold on to the football like he's shown his entire career other than the last 2 or 3 weeks, I have a feeling he could have a big game against LSU.
Absolutely. I love those two picks as well. You know, you picked two guys that need to get it going. I got one that needs to get it going, And it's great. I think we're gonna be fine this Saturday night. I think. But what's your score prediction?
I'm gonna go 52-14 Alabama. I'm not even sure LSU scores 14, but I'm gonna give them 14. But I think Alabama easily gets to 50.
Yeah, I was gonna say 55-10. So
we're right there in the same neighborhood.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it probably, like I said, it probably over by halftime.
Yeah, I hope it is.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, really excited. I hope Alabama really punishes LSU.
I do too.
I hope they send Edo out in the right way.
Yeah, and I know Saban don't like to run it up, but Saban, if you get a chance to do this game, do it. I don't care.
I hope so.
If we score every possession, do it. I don't care.
Yep.
If there's 1 second left on the clock, take a timeout. If you're at the 1 yard, 1 foot line, and go for it. I don't care.
Me either. But that's going to do it for today's episode for our Alabama versus LSU preview and prediction show. We're both excited about the matchup tomorrow night. Excited for Alabama to get back on the field after having a week off. So a lot to look forward to. a lot to look forward to next week as the Tide Talk podcast continues to cover the Crimson Tide. We got some Bama hoops coming up next week as well. So really excited about that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so it's November 9th. Is that Tuesday, I believe? We can get some Alabama hoops action. So excited about that as well. Like we said, that's going to do it for today's episode. Make sure you head on over to betonline.ag. Sign up today. Use that promo code BELIEVE50. And on your first deposit, you will receive a 50% welcome bonus. Smash that subscribe button and like and share our content from YouTube. Jake, I'm really looking forward to tomorrow night's game. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.